Appendix F. Installation support. Previously, other military units supported deploying forces as they prepared to move from the installation to the Po. The garrison staff, consisting primarily of civilians and contractors, assumed this role because military units are no longer available. The purpose of this appendix is to identify the functions performed by the garrison staff to support deploying and redeploying forces. Installation deployment support. The IDSP defines the concept of support and addresses the quality of its services as it prepares units for deployment. For example, installations should institute quality control measures for each deliverable, from training to facilities management to the delivery of medical services. Further, quality control ensures units have the proper hazmat certificates and customs and movement control documents required for all modes of transit. Quality control ensures ITO or UMC reviews movement planning and readiness checklists to make certain unit equipment is properly configured, safe, and transportable. The ultimate challenge for installations is to consolidate their resources to ensure the delivery of qualified deployable units on time to the right location. The garrison provides services and resources to their installation customers. A senior commander exercises command of Army installations. The senior commander is normally the senior general officer at the installation, but in rare instances may be a civilian specifically appointed who would then be called the senior manager. One of the senior commander's missions is to enable unit readiness. While the delegation of senior command authority is direct from HQDA, the senior commander will routinely resolve installation issues with IMCOM and the Associated Army Command, ASCC, or direct reporting unit. All applicable commands support the senior commander in the execution of senior commander responsibilities. Therefore, the senior commander is supported by the IMCOM director, the garrison, and tenants. See AR 600-20 for further information on command responsibilities of senior commanders and garrison commanders. See AR 525-93 for information on the responsibilities of senior commanders and garrison commanders in supporting deployments and redeployments. AR 525-93 lists the geographic areas and units that installations may support when funded directly by the unit or a higher headquarters. Certain installations are designated a PPP or a MFGI or both. A PPP is an Army installation that strategically deploys one or more BCTs or mobilizes and deploys high-priority Army RC units. An MFGI is an Army installation, joint base, or federally activated state-operated installation designated to provide mobilization support for both current and contingency operations. MFGIs provide pre- and post-mobilization readiness support and deployment preparation in support of combatant command requirements. A typical installation deployment processing flow diagram provides an indication of the magnitude of support involved. The installation deployment processing site is a centralized location where deploying units process and assemble their equipment for movement to the Po. The site has several different labels, such as Alert Holding Area, Installation Support Area, and Deployment Readiness Reaction Fields, but the functionality is the same. Deployment Support. Once the unit has prepared their equipment for deployment, the equipment moves to a central staging area on the installation. The name, organization, and responsibilities for these staging areas may differ between installations. However, the functions performed to prepare units for movement are essentially the same. The size of the unit supported and the frequency of their deployments will have a direct bearing on the size of the installation deployment processing facility. Human resources. Human resources, personnel, and organizations execute processes to ensure personnel meet all medical, financial, and operational readiness requirements. There are two primary processes that enable SRP and deployment support process. SRP. The supporting installation or area command normally establishes SRP checks as a part of the pre-deployment process to ensure personnel readiness status. These checks include personnel readiness status, military pay support, legal, medical, dental, security, and religious support. The installation will assist commanders, soldiers, emergency essential civilian employees, and their families in preparing for deployment. Additional responsibilities include conducting pre-deployment briefings to help soldiers, deploying Army civilians and their families to put their personal affairs in order, and to inform them of available support services. Deployment support process. This comprehensive process ensures soldiers, DA civilians, and their families are better prepared and sustained throughout deployments. The goals of the deployment support process are to facilitate soldier, DA civilian, and family well-being throughout the deployment, and to identify those who may need assistance when faced with the challenges of deployments. Family support. Family support is provided by the Directorate of Family, Morale, Welfare, and Recreation. Procedures should be in place for family support while the soldiers are deployed. These procedures may include forming family support groups to assist in resolving problems and formally interacting with Army Community Services, the Garrison Ministry Team, the Office of the Staff Judge Advocate, and the Family Life Center. The families of single soldiers should also be included in the family support network. Family support is the responsibility of the deploying commander and the garrison commander. A family assistance officer may be appointed to facilitate a family support network, advise family members of services available through the Red Cross, Army Emergency Relief, and Army Community Services, and advise family members of their entitlements for travel and shipment or storage of household goods or privately owned vehicles. Directorate of Plans. The Directorate of Plans, Training, Mobilization, and Security provides operational training and security requirements to include the following. Emergency Operations Center. The multitude and variety of actions required of an installation staff during a force projection operation mandates the need for centralized control. The installation activates an operations center to satisfy this need. These centers provide the commanders with the ability to schedule facilities, secure resources, manage diverse requirements, track deploying forces, and most importantly, manage change. Emergency operations centers are activated and operated to enable the commander to monitor unit progress, schedule facilities, secure resources, manage diverse requirements, track deploying forces, and most importantly, manage change. Installations assist units with coordination, preparation, and reporting readiness status and unit movement flow tracking. Training. Unit commanders are responsible for training their soldiers for deployment and to be capable of fulfilling their assigned mission. The garrison staff coordinates the equipment and training areas to assist deploying units during preparation for deployment. Installations should coordinate with units to establish training priorities and publish training schedules according to deployment dates. They should also assess and track status of training and equipment availability. Individual training is normally conducted on subjects supported by the installation. The goal is to build soldiers' confidence in their equipment and weapons and provide specialized information regarding theater operations. Operational security. The installation senior commander establishes OPSEC during planning, pre-deployment, and deployment operations as a command emphasis item. The installation OPSEC plan for deployment and redeployment will be coordinated with units on the installation, family readiness support group assistance, and family readiness groups, and contractors on or supporting the installation or its tenant units. Ensure that public affairs review procedures include an OPSEC review to prevent the release of operationally sensitive OPSEC indicators. Security. The command security programs ensure the safety and safeguarding of deploying units and the installation. Installations coordinate with units to provide for the security, maintenance, and periodic inventory of left-behind unit equipment and personal property belonging to deploying unit members. Deploying units work with the installation to dispose of non-essential files. Consult Installation Security or Information Management Directorate for disposition of classified or cryptographic material. Prepare classified cargo for shipment. And ensure that escorts or supercargoes are cleared by Installation Security to handle classified cargo. Equipment should be guarded while it is being staged at the installation or at railheads or en route to the POS. Units may consider assigning supercargoes to accompany equipment during transit from the ESPO to the ESPOD. As a minimum, equipment should be protected against theft and pilferage. A key custodian should be appointed to assist with specialized cargo that may require keys. Two sets of keys will be available for each locked item, one set for the supercargoes or escorts, and one set for the custodian. Logistics Readiness Center. LRCs provide direct support to deploying units, personnel, and other organizations. The LRC can include the installation support area, container and pallet management, maintenance, transportation, UMD, personal property, ADAG, rail operations, and ITV. Installation Support Area. The initial preparation of unit equipment for deployment is begun in the unit motor pool, including preparation of transportation control and movement documents, RFID tags and military shipping labels, hazardous cargo documentation, vehicle preparation, building 463 Lima pallets, and containerization of equipment. Once the equipment is prepped and documented, it is moved to the installation support area for inspection and further processing. The installation is normally responsible for the operation and organization of the installation support area. They may be augmented by unit teams from SDDC DDSBNs. The installation usually provides control and direction of the installation support area by establishing a control center to monitor unit movements and validate unit equipment preparation. Container and pallet management. The installation staff manages container and pallet purchasing leasing programs for the installation. Additionally, installations coordinate with units for issue and receipt of commercial or military shipping containers and pallets. This should include coordinating with units to identify special or material handling equipment requirements. Installations manage container/pallet purchasing and leasing programs. Installations work with the Army Intermodal and Distribution Platform Management Office for order, delivery, and turn-in of leased International Organization for Standardization, commonly called ISO, containers, for acquiring or transferring Army-owned containers, and for obtaining disposition of commercially owned containers. Additionally, installations coordinate with deploying units for issue and receipt of commercial and military shipping containers and pallets, and to identify special material handling equipment requirements. Installations are responsible to maintain inventory of Army-owned and leased containers, flat racks, and other distribution platforms in storage or issued to deploying units. Maintenance. Maintenance performed at installation LRC facilities is designed to minimize the impact to deploying units and their maintenance organizations. The LRC generally provides support maintenance to deploying units to meet required mission-capable readiness status and deployment timelines. Installations support the Army Reset Induction Program to sustain and restore a unit to combat readiness prior to, during, and after deployment. Support maintenance provided by the installation LRC normally consists of repairs to major end items, tactical and support vehicles, aircraft, combat vehicles, modules, range devices, components, and assemblies. Transportation. Installations review unit movement plans to assess transportation needs for each deploying unit. They coordinate with SDDC to acquire transportation resources to support deployment by all modes from home station to mobilization station to PO. The ITO coordinates with units for the number and type of rail cars, containers, or commercial trucks required to move the units. Support also includes coordination with Army Reserve units for timely movement to mobilization sites. Installations should be prepared to unload and secure unit equipment when the unit personnel may not be available. Unit movement data. Accurate and timely submission of air, rail, convoy, or container requirements is essential to the commitment of lift assets. Units coordinate with the ITO or UMC to obtain convoy clearances, special hauling permits, and route information to meet deployment requirements. Units use deployment AISs to routinely update their UMD. The UMC works with the mobility officer to ensure that a valid UDL is provided to the ITO or UMC before requesting lift assets, additional BBPCT, or conducting movements. Personal property. The ITO provides personal property services such as storage, movement, and shipment of personal property. The ITO coordinates with deploying units to ensure that processing of personal property, accuracy of inventories, and legal matters are regarded to ensure delivery, receipt, and release of personal property to owners or designated representatives when required. As a key element of the sustaining base, installations are essential to the process of sustaining redeploying forces by caring for personal property. The ITO responsibilities include services such as storage, movement, and shipment of personal property. The ITO coordinates with redeploying units to process personal property, ensure accuracy of inventories, and specify legal matters. This ensures delivery, receipt, and release of personal property to owners or designated representatives upon return. ADAG. The installation establishes and operates the ADAG when units are departing or arriving by air. Refer to Appendix G for guidance on ADAG operations. Rail operations. Rail is used to move large concentrations of equipment or when the movement of heavy forces is involved. The installations that fall in this category are normally well-versed in ordering equipment, documentation, and loading. The ITO orders rail cars in the types and quantities required based on the deploying unit's UDL. ITO personnel inspect all rail cars for serviceability before units begin loading. They also coordinate service with the SDDC and the railway agent. The ITO provides technical advice, publishes loading schedules, and provides hazmat documentation as required. In addition, they prepare the government bill of lading, commercial bill of lading, and provide a dangerous goods shipping declaration if necessary for hazmat. ITV. To ensure asset tracking and provide ITV of distribution platforms, installations will provide RFID and AIT technology as required to support deployment operations. Accountability is essential to control costs and ensure that sufficient assets are available for reuse. Installations are responsible to account for and report inventory balances of all owned and leased distribution platforms returned to the installation by redeploying forces. RF tags and military shipping labels are used to report automated data capture of assets and to track movements at key nodes. Installations must develop and implement an ITV network of AIT devices to provide 24-hour access to ITV database servers. This aids in tracking or locating tagged items in congested ports, container yards, and staging areas, and in monitoring movement of unit equipment through the Deployment Processing Center en route to the APO or ESPO. Installations should ensure that key nodes, such as the ADAG, APO, or ESPO, are outfitted with appropriate AIT hardware to ensure uninterrupted ITV reporting of unit movements. Units apply RFID or attach satellite or cellular tags and military shipping labels to vehicles, pallets, and containers to provide in-transit tracking of their assets. RF tags report information in real time and track movement of unit equipment from point of origin to final destination. Installations should implement ITV plans to acquire and install AIT hardware at key installation nodes to ensure ITV of unit equipment and cargo within and around the installation and through the Deployment Processing Center. Directorate of Public Works. The Directorate of Public Works provides BBPCT material. All vehicles, crates, containers, boxes, barrels, and loose equipment on a vehicle must be blocked, braced, and tied down to prevent shifting during transit. Units should identify necessary supplies and equipment which cannot be moved by organic transportation assets to the ITO. Installations determine the transportation requirements and support unit load preparations by acquiring sufficient BBPCT to protect unit equipment from damage during movement to the embarkation sites. Redeployment support. The significance of returning units to their home station in a timely manner has risen dramatically to meet the operational requirements. All systems and procedures used during deployment operations apply to redeployment operations. Installations designated as demobilization sites complete processing of units and individuals being separated or released from active duty and returning to reserve status. It should be noted that when forces are relocating to their home station, their focus is on reestablishing force readiness for subsequent contingency mission requirements. Installations provide support at the pod to receive inbound unit personnel, equipment, and cargo, and to provide onward movement to the next destination. Installations will coordinate with the supporting commander or commanders to prepare returning units for onward movement to home station or mobilization station, receive and ship outbound unit equipment and cargo, provide readiness processing for returning soldiers, sustain returning forces and individuals until they arrive at their final destination, assist in obtaining transportation of all modes for movement of unit equipment. The IDSP should include measures to ensure the quality of its services as it prepares to receive redeploying units. Effective redeployment support at the installation level means transportation is coordinated, unit equipment is clean and in proper shipping configuration, hazmat is identified, and documentation is completed, including unit movement documentation. The ultimate challenge of installations is to maintain unit integrity to ensure the successful return of a unit's equipment to aerial and seaports of debarkations and ultimately its final destination.